It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. He may be best known by the public at large as the composer of the pop ballad Misty, but Concert by the Sea is Errol Garner's masterwork, one of the biggest selling jazz albums of all time. Recorded 60 years ago, a triple CD of the concert was released last month. Containing twice as much material as the original record, it's one of the leading sellers on Amazon and iTunes. I'm joined now by phone by Jerry Allen, director of jazz studies at Pitt, who helped produce the CD. Jerry Allen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What makes Errol Garner's Concert by the Sea such a great, enduring album?
Well, as we know, it's one of the great records of all time in this music, and certainly because it's a live performance, it really gives us a glimpse into how amazing this artist was and the way that he was able to communicate with his band members and with the people that would come to hear him play. And it stands the test of time, as we can see by the response of people today who are hearing the record again after 60 years.
Before I get to how this digitally remastered CD was put together, how was it originally recorded?
Well, interestingly enough, it was a recording that was done unbeknownst to Errol Garner. So he's performing as he usually would, and understanding that the band is just having a great time and the performance is going really well. But there wasn't knowledge of the fact that it was being recorded, which in a lot of ways is a great way for musicians to be. I think that when you don't have the that sense of, being documented, it definitely gives you that feeling of the live, the live experience. So this recording was, I guess, Martha Glazier, Errol Garner's manager, found out that this was being done, and she confiscated the recording after after she found out that it was recorded, and took it and had a good listen to it and understood the importance and the historical value of the recording, and the rest is history.
And Concert by the Sea records to the fact that it was, recorded oceanside in the Bay Area or Monterey area, right?
That's correct. In Carmel, California. And we were just out there, actually, to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the recording, and we performed in Monterey, which actually had its, was established around this recording. So after this was done, this was the beginning of the what we know today as one of the biggest festivals in jazz. And people out there are really excited, and they were very excited to be able to celebrate this, the beginning of their festival and Errol Garner's legacy.
And this was outdoors that the performance happened?
Yes, it's a huge festival. It is an outdoor festival, one of the wonderful end-of-the-summer festivals that happened. We had a wonderful audience of people. It actually had one person who was actually a witness to the performance, Errol Garner's concert, who came and participated with us during that weekend.
Well, the album was a big seller when it was originally produced on vinyl, and a lot of people around the country from all walks of life and different cultures had copies of it. I remember my parents having a copy of it. So it's around for years and years. And then what ends up leading to the digitally remastered CD?
So we just lost Martha Glazier earlier this year, sadly. Her love for Errol Garner and her dedication to him as really one of the great jazz managers, one of the great managers of any artist. She understood her artist's importance and his significance historically. And she kept everything, kept all of his, every recording, every contract, every photograph, every letter of correspondence. So their correspondences with presidents, with celebrities from that time period. As Errol Garner was a mainstream artist, and one of the first African-American artists to really achieve that kind of mainstream status, or one of the few. And his manager, Martha Glazier, kept all of these documents, and we at Pitt were fortunate enough through Martha Glazier's niece, Susan Rosenberg, to acquire the archive. And so Pitt has the archive now. And so, you know, we're very excited as we start to go through this treasure trove of just amazing historical information on what was going on during the time, what kinds of, you know, kind of legal kinds of things that are happening with artists at that time in relation to record companies. And so there's a lot of great information for us to continue to share with our students and also the Pittsburgh community.
And how were you able to double the available music from the concert?
Well, interestingly enough, when Earl and Martha sat down to decide on the tracks that they wanted to use, they only picked half of the, you know, the performances that he did that night. So there were 11 released on the original recording, and there were another 11 that we just, you know, released with this new box set, beautiful box set that Sony put out with the original Columbia logo on it that we would have seen on the first Concert by the Sea recording. And there's so much really exciting new music to enjoy and to internalize on this, along with kind of listening to the choices they made as to why, you know, would they not pick such, you know, these certain tracks versus the ones that they picked. So, you know, there's a lot of fun listening with this new box set.
And what is some of the newly unearthed material?
We have actually an interview with the band, with Earl Garner and his band, after the concert. And that's really always exciting to kind of get a bird's eye view of how the band was thinking about the night and the fact that they were aware that the concert was really a great concert. And so it's fun listening to that. There's a lot of new, you know, the songs, for instance, I'm looking at the box set now. So we have Caravan, which would have been on, which was not on the original, which is Earl, Duke Ellington's composition. And hearing Earl's performance of these new sets of pieces, you get a sense that there is a more of a kind of an edge on some of these performances. Some of the way that he's approaching playing is, I would say, there's more of an edge to some of these performances, which is exciting to hear.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and my guest is Jerry Allen. She's director of jazz studies at Pitt. She helped produce a new CD, a triple CD re-release of Errol Garner's classic Concert by the Sea. And Jerry, I'm wondering how you got involved in this project.
Through Susan Rosenberg. She has a company. She works with the people that are working with Earl Garner's original music catalog. They're the same group of people that work with Mary Lou Williams' music. So we had that connection, and she thought, well, where would a good place for this music and Earl Garner's, all of this wonderful archival material, where should this go? And it was kind of a really strong pull on our part to, and her part, to see it happen here in Pittsburgh, because he's a native son, and because of what, you know, this archive would mean to the community here.
And how will this make Errol Garner more accessible to young people?
Well, this is also a big part of the reason that she came here, is because she wanted to see the Garner archive be a living archive, in that having this kind of impact on the next generations of young players. So we are working with people like the African American Music Institute, and you know, we recently had a performance by two very gifted young pianists as the beginning of the Earl Garner Piano Series. And we're going to be continuing to do this kind of thing where his legacy is living through performative as well as the kind of scholarship that we are also supporting at Pitt through our graduate PhD in jazz program. I want to mention that we do have a blog up around this archival materials that everyone can have access to if they go to URL, the University Library System at the University of Pittsburgh, that is. You can find the Earl Garner, the link that takes you to the blog. And we have our students researching interesting information around, what was going on at the time, what was happening politically, and what was happening in terms of Earl Garner's particular kinds of challenges with record companies and all of these kinds of really pertinent things to for us to understand today as musicians that are still kind of navigating both art and commerce.
And as far as the Concert by the Sea, did Earl Garner consider this some of his best work?
Well, he says something at the end of the concert when he's talking to Jimmy Lyons, who was also, you hear his voice on this recording, the announcer who had everything to do with this concert happening. And he says something like, they made me feel like playing. And that kind of gives you the sense that he understood that he had gotten across to people, and that people really responded. And it was a reciprocal experience, but it was an experience that was something special.
Finally, Jerry, what makes Earl Garner such a Pittsburgh treasure? I mean, he's from here, and there are so many things that connect Earl Garner to us, aren't there?
Oh, yes. He's a treasure because he was a genius. As a very young prodigy, he showed the promise that he would achieve. But it was so interesting I recently was at Westinghouse High School for the Strayhorn event. And all of these amazing musicians coming out of Westinghouse, it's an incredible history. And it was really clear that, Earl Garner, along with these other musicians, they received a certain kind of first-rate music education. People say that he was not a reader, but he was. And he came through a very, very rigorous system through that the teacher that was there. So that part of it, the idea of public schools continuing to have that kind of impact on the talent that came out of Pittsburgh, and also just the legacy. When you think about Art Tatum and you think about Duke Ellington and Nat Cole and these musicians of this ilk, they all loved Earl Garner. They were peers, and they celebrated his talent. You can also see that through photographs in the archive and this Count Basie, that is, and all these kind of relationships that he had with the creme de la creme, who loved him as much as he loved them.
Well, it's a fascinating story and a great CD, Earl Garner's classic Concert by the Sea, which has been reissued as part of a triple CD recording of the concert, digitally remastered, and one of the people involved in bringing that to fruition, Jerry Allen, who is the Director of Jazz Studies at Pitt, joining us by phone. Jerry, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for sharing so much of your insight about the great Earl Garner with us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.